should moms, you know, if their kids are with them, get a free pass on returning shopping carts? And what do you think?
I think that the mom should return the carts, and I think they should park next to the carts and anticipate that you've got to return it. Because what are you teaching your kids? That you can only follow some rules, and I don't want to follow this rule, so...
Yeah, but the spot's not always open by the
typically
cart.
Typically, it's not. I mean, usually those...
They have a lot of them, and then they'll put the mother with children or a parent with children, you know, if you go to certain grocery stores, they'll save those spots for you, you know, and as long as people
like
are really using them. But there's, like, multiple... cart returns.
Not that many.
You can park across, like directly across from it, or you know,
about
two
this?
Spaces
if
over.
If you park close to a ditch, you just push the cart in the ditch. Afterwards.
Whatever you want to do, however it makes you feel.
And then it's like out of the way.
And
it's not going to hit a car.
If you're going with Jason's mentality, you're making somebody's job to go down in that ditch and get it out.
You're saving the economy.
And exercise too, probably saving that person's life.
Probably.
Heart healthy. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to AML Kendall. AML Kendall, should moms with kids get a pass with returning their shopping carts?
Hey, good morning, guys. I don't think anybody really gets a pass. I understand they're saying, oh, these things happen in just a minute, and I get that, but you've already made it through the entire grocery store with your children. And then if you're worried about it, then just keep... When my son was little and, like, still in a carrier, I would just keep him in the cart and load the groceries up, take the cart back, and then put them in the car. Mm-hmm. You have your eyes on your kid the whole time if you do it that way. Or get them in the car, lock the door, and take the cart back. Now that my son's older, he helps. You know, he helps get the groceries in and pushes the cart back himself.
Kendall,
so
these are very good points, but why don't you care about the economy like Jason does? I don't understand your hatred for
the
economy.
We can't all have a heart of gold like Jason.
You know what? That's true.
You're
funny
right,
thing
Kate.
Is,
you're right.
The funny thing is, I just in my mind envisioned, you know what? Some store should say, leave the carts. We've got you, and that's their niche.
Well, and they offer.
What would you do there?
A lot of people
go somewhere else.
Yeah,
you can't even
there's
get to
no
the
parking.
Parking.
There's no parking.
No, they have
it's an obstacle course in the parking lot. Yeah.
They have two people at all times. They stand out in the parking lot, and as soon as you're done, they grab the cart for
that
you.
That would be a beautiful thing.
What a niche!
Until Trevor doesn't show up one day, and then you're screwed. Yeah.
Fast forward 7 days. Local grocery employee struck by car. By trying to get a cart from parking lot.
I think that's a great niche of convenience. We all want to be convenience and on demand. Why not hire somebody the whole time to get your cart?
They
I'm telling
kind
you.
Of do in a way
if they're out
at the
there.
Grocery store
they're
when they're
there.
Bagging your groceries. If you have children, I have noticed that they will say, "Can we help you out to your car?"
At the higher end ones,
well,
stores.
I feel like
not the lower,
not the lower.
I mean,
the lower ones.
Aldi,
you have to bag it yourself.
Yeah, Aldi's for sure. Right. But you know, I'm also putting it back because I want my quarter. I'm putting it back there. But most grocery stores will say, "Can we help you out?"
Maybe they do it with moms.
Maybe. Nobody's ever asked you after they bagged your groceries. Can we help you out?
It depends what store.
I shop at the neighborhood Walmart a lot. They don't give it.
No.
Well, because you at the self checkout?
I hate doing self checkout.
I hate the self checkout.
I'm pro-economy.
I hate it.
You know what the worst thing is?
Pro-economy.
The self checkout is
terrible.
It has to do with the bags. The bags stick together.
It takes me forever. I can't do it.
If you're going to do a self checkout, can we have a normal size counter?
Please?
Oh, yeah.
Why do we have a quarter of a counter?
I don't know.
And we're doing playing Jenga
Walmart
with
has
the
a
stuff.
Bigger counter on that.
Not really. Not some of
well,
them.
Well, they have a whole...
depending on which one you go to, the Walmart I go to, the self-checkout ones...
It's
that's
tiny.
The instant
tiny.
One.
It's tiny. It's tiny.
And it's like, you're playing Tetris or whatever with your groceries or whatever.
And then the thing is like, put that on the thing.
I'm like,
I can't.
It's like, it's teetering off. Yeah.
And it holds up the whole system.
Right.
If it doesn't recognize that you put it in your damn bag.
If they had a full counter, I'd be somewhat okay with that.
Walmart does have
it.
Some lanes that are full. Like you could put it on, and it's like, what is that?
Not the neighborhood
Express
Belt.
The Express
Belt.
Yeah.
I think those other ones are more of the Express checkout, self-checkout, but Walmart does have it. But I can't stand it. It takes forever. The milk's getting, the ice cream's getting. You can't get.
I'm not good at it.
I think it's a backfire. Not only because I think that there's probably more theft, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
There's more mistakes that people don't even realize, without a doubt. And I think people in their mind goes, I'm not going to get too much. It's going to take me forever.
So they would
buy more groceries if they didn't have
that's
that.
That's true.
I go in with that mentality, and then always at the self-checkout, I'm cursing myself.
Right.
Like, why did you
but
do
the
this?
Whole time, the whole time you're like, I don't want. So the mentality is I don't want. So even if it was one item, That still adds up to a lot if it's everybody.
Yeah, I agree.
That's true.
I will shop for your groceries all day long. That is a dream.
Yeah.
To be somebody's personal shopper.
You love
I will
that.
Do that. Yeah. But I am not checking you out.
Yeah. So, yeah. Let's go to Colton. Colton, should moms with kids get a pass for returning their shopping cart?
The thing is, I've got three kids myself between 6 months and 6 years old. I always take my cart back. Jason, man, I'm always trying to be on your side, but I'm with Katie and Matt on this one. Like,
Colton,
just park next to the car return and take it back.
Is your name Colton?
Colton.
Colton. I just want to do one thing I do that most people don't know to help the job that's already there is when I bring my cart, which is full to and very organized, to the conveyor belt for the person to check me out. Everything I do, I'm organizing it so she doesn't have to organize the bags for me.
I don't think they're organizing the bags.
Yes, they are. Absolutely. They're not going to put Clorox with apples. So I put all the produce.
Depends where you shop.
They're not supposed to do that.
Walmart, they do.
Hey, Bob, I'm checking you out.
Like, for instance, even Food Lion will have a blue bag for your stuff that needs to go in the refrigerator right away and a gray bag.
Do they?
Yeah. So you know right away
that
if you open your trunk, those are the bags to go for first to put them away. But if you go to the grocery store, baggers and cashiers are trained to put like items in the same bag. I already have it set out for them, so all they're doing is putting.
That's because you are anal retentive.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they would do it anyway.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
All right, Colton.
I'm sure they appreciate your OCD.
Again, Colton hates the economy. All right, let's go to AML Judy. You work at Walmart, right? So you return the cart, right?
Judy.
No, I do not return the cart.
It's Judy.
She works there.
She works there. Why not?
Because I'm not walking all the way to the cart return when I park right at the front of the store.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm like Jared. I park right at the front.
Yeah.
So you just park in like the fire lane and run in?
Well, I get off at night, you know, and it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
I've done had somebody steal my tag at work, okay, off my car.
Mm. Like your.
I don't want anybody to.
You're like your license plate?
Yes, my license plate off my new car I just bought.
Oh, that's not
straight
good.
Up. Took your tag, Judy.
That is not good.
Do you have cameras in the parking lot? Did you turn them in?
Yeah, but the police didn't do anything because
you're a freaking flyer with them. Yeah,
it's Judy again.
Why can't they do something?
Great, there's Judy.
Lost your tag this time, right?
Let us guess, Judy.
Judy, you know we love you, right?
I love y'all too.
All right, let's go to AML Chris, Katie's biggest fan. Should women or moms with kids return their shopping carts? One lady's saying no, they shouldn't. They should get a pass.
Yeah, they should. It's laziness.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I'm with you, Chris. For once.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe it.
I know. This is monumental.
We should celebrate.
We should.
All right.
I swear to you, I thought when that, what was it, a therapist that said that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was like, man, that sounds like Katie.
You gotta slam it.
You think you know somebody.